In the beginning, there was only night, vast, sentient, breathing. Her name was Nyx, she who wrapped the cosmos in her endless wings. She moved through the void in silence, her eyes full of stars yet unborn. One night, from her union with Erebus, the god of shadowed depths, she gave birth. The air trembled, the dark shimmered, and from her womb came two radiant beings. First emerged Aether, the upper light, translucent, golden and pure, his body woven of divine flame. He rose upward, filling the heavens with breath and brilliance. Then came Himera, his sister, or the day, her hair spun from sunrise, her hands scattering dew across the world. As Aether ascended, Himera descended, and where she stepped, the shadows of their mother receded. But every dusk, she would return to Nyx, and together they would weave the next dawn from the threads of darkness. Thus the first rhythm was born, night, darkness, light, day, the cosmic breath of existence. According to Hesiod's Theogony, Aether and Himera were born from the union of Nyx, or night, and Erebus, darkness, both primordial deities sprung directly from chaos, the formless origin of all things. And night bore Aether and day, whom she conceived and bore from union with Erebus, according to Hesiod. Aether personified the upper air, the pure and shining atmosphere where the gods breathed and dwelled. He was not the physical sky, that was Uranus, but the divine radiance that pervaded the heavens, the subtle fire of consciousness. Himera, by contrast, was the day, the visible manifestation of Aether's brilliance. Her coming banished her mother's shadows, and her departure each evening allowed night to return. Together they form one of the earliest dualities in Cree cosmogony, night and day, darkness and light, not as enemies, but as interdependent halves of the same eternal rhythm. In the genealogy of the primordial gods, Nyx represents mystery, depth, and the unconscious, while Erebus symbolizes the fertile shadow, the invisible womb from which form arises. Their union produces illumination itself, Aether and Himera, revealing a sacred pattern embedded in all creation. Light is born of darkness. Consciousness emerges from mystery. This is not a dualism of good versus evil. Rather, it is an alchemical polarity. Night and darkness generate light and day, just as unknowing gives rise to understanding, and rest gives birth to creation. The ancient Greeks, particularly in the Orphic hymns, honored this mystery by invoking Nyx and Aether together, one as the womb of potential, the other as the breath of divine realization. Later Orphic cosmologies expand upon Hesiod's story. In these texts, Nyx becomes self-generative, a cosmic mother who births both shadow and light from within herself, a symbol of divine totality. The Orphic Rhapsodies and Hyginus' Fabulae speak of her as the source of cosmic order, revealing Aether and Himera as manifestations of her will. Philosophers like Empedocles and Anaxagoras later reinterpreted Aether as the quinta essentia, the fifth element, pure spirit that permeates and animates all things. This conception would deeply influence both Aristotle and the later Hermetic and alchemical traditions, where Aether was seen as the bridge between the divine and the material realms. Chimera, meanwhile, was understood as the cyclical presence of clarity and revelation, the moment consciousness turns outward to experience creation before retreating again into Nyx's dreaming body at night. Symbolically, Aether and Chimera represents two levels of light, divine illumination and manifest awareness. Aether is transcendental light, the essence of the soul's higher consciousness, akin to what mystics call the divine spark, or the inner flame. Chimera is the immanent light, the expression of that essence through action, through presence, and embodiment. They remind initiates that enlightenment is not about destroying the darkness, but about honoring the cycle, letting wisdom descend and return, breathe in and out, like day and night. In Jungian terms, Nyx represents the unconscious self, Erebus, the unseen depths, Aether, the illumined mind, and Chimera, the conscious ego aligned with the soul. Together, they form a psychic mandala of wholeness. In alchemical symbolism, Aether corresponds to the quintessence, the luminous fifth element that unites fire, air, water, and earth into a single divine harmony. It represents the Spiritus Mundi, the animating breath of the cosmos. Chimera embodies the albedo phase, the whitening that follows the blackening. After descent into the darkness of Nyx, the soul emerges cleansed into Chimera's light, radiant with understanding. Thus, the alchemical cycle itself mirrors their eternal rhythm. The descent into night, the emergence into day, and the illumination of divine awareness. As Mircea Eliade notes, all alchemical light is born from its opposite. Illumination is forged in the crucible of darkness. In our time, Aether and Chimera invite us to reimagine illumination. Enlightenment is not an escape from shadow, but its transformation. When we meditate, when we create, or when we heal, we enact their myth. We descend into the fertile void of Nyx, or the unconscious, or the unknown, and return bearing the light of awareness. The two siblings remind us that divine light is cyclical, not static. Every time we rest, dream, and release, we return to Nyx. Every time we act, speak truth, or shine, we become Chimera. And the Aether, that luminous field between all things, is what holds both. Now, if you're in a space to do so, close your eyes and imagine the night. It's endless, deep, and gentle. You stand before the vast wings of Nyx. She looks upon you, not with judgment, but with knowing. She whispers, "To find light, you must first enter me." Step forward. The darkness is cool and soft like velvet. Within it, you feel a pulse, the heartbeat of creation. You are descending into the womb of Nyx, into the fertile stillness of unknowing. There you find two lights stirring, faint at first, then growing brighter. Aether and Chimera are being born before your eyes. Aether's light moves upward into the heavens. Chimera's light expands outward, touching your skin. They do not oppose the dark. They arise from it. So breathe deeply. With every inhale, take in Aether's divine radiance. With every exhale, release into Chimera's warmth. You are breathing the first dawn of the world. As you rise from the depths, the world now turns golden. Dew glistens on the earth. Chimera stands before you, her hair woven of sunlight. She touches your forehead and says, "Carry my light gently. It's not meant to blind, but to awaken." Aether's voice follows, soft and distant, like wind above the clouds. "Remember, child of the night, You are not separate from the stars. So take one final breath, feeling their dual light within you, transcendent and embodied, divine and human, luminous and humble. The rhythm of the cosmos beats in your chest. You are the night, and you are the dawn. The light that forgets the night grows shallow. The night that forgets the light becomes endless. Together, they are eternity. May either remind you of the sacred spark that cannot be extinguished, the divine flame that breathes through all things. May Himera remind you that illumination is meant to be lived, to walk through the world as light embodied. And may Nyx, their mother, remind you that every ending is a new beginning, every silence a seed of song. When you next awake at dawn, pause. Feel the breath of the night still clinging to the air. In that liminal moment, Ether and Himera are both present. One eternal inhale, one infinite exhale. So it is, and so it ever shall be.